The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Anyone who has been hospitalized naturally looks forward to getting back home again as soon as possible. But that transition can be complicated.
There's a whole group of people who get discharged from the hospital, go back home, and they have 4, 5, 6 new medications. They don't feel particularly well. They're not 100% recovered. Many of them are older adults, and we have an increasing level of people with multiple chronic diseases.
Michelle Kelly, a nursing instructor at Sonoma State University, has been leading Care Transitions, a trial program for students to help some of these newly discharged patients make the necessary adjustments.
These students actually meet patients in the hospital. They then go to their home and ask them how they take their medications and work with them on strengthening their self-care abilities. We're not doing for, we're working with.
This educational partnership with Memorial Hospital in Santa Rosa has just completed its second year. Sue Pierce, manager of care management at the hospital, says it was set up to address some clearly defined goals.
We know that patient engagement equals patient improvements, reducing readmissions, increased patient satisfaction. We're hoping that people will be more engaged in their own care and their own advocacy.
The program is part of Kelly's class in Community Public Health Nursing, a required course for a nursing degree. Lori Daniels, one of the 9 students in the class this past semester, says seeing the former patients in their home environments was eye-opening.
To see people with complicated conditions and their regimen of care, and to discover how some people really struggle with that. One of the patients was being cared for by a family member who was also very ill.
Classmate Trong Le found it nerve-wracking, at least at first.
The hardest part is I have to make sure that what I'm teaching is the right information. The easier part is that I develop a relationship with my clients, and the follow-up phone call every week kind of deepened that relationship.
Julie Hadley was among the students already working as a hospital nurse but seeking a higher certification. She says the in-home experience quickly inspired her to rethink her approach to preparing patients for release.
They're not feeling well when they leave the hospital, and a lot of times they're so excited about leaving, they're not really listening to us. So sitting down with them has made a big difference, and taking that time to go over everything and having them do a teach back to us is important.
Angela Danvers, currently a bedside nurse at Memorial, added that she too was now seeing the arc of a patient's hospital stay differently.
I think we need to start from day one with the discharge plan and start teaching them so that by the time they go home, they are more familiar with what they need to do.
Though not everyone is open to having nurses come into their homes, the benefits for patients from this extra attention and instruction seem readily apparent. But Professor Kelly notes that hospitals also have an incentive to expand this sort of outreach.
Medicare has said to hospitals, we are not going to reimburse you if someone is readmitted within 30 days for the same condition. So if I'm admitted with diabetes, I'm discharged from the hospital, and I'm readmitted with diabetes, Medicare may not reimburse the hospital. This is going to add up to huge costs for all hospitals.
Right now, senior citizens with chronic health issues are the candidates for care transitions, but Kelly believes that many others could, and at times perhaps will, benefit from this model. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.